Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
The controversial Republican governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is coming under fire today for his less than acceptable table manners. He reportedly ate pudding with three fingers and behaved like a starving animal who has never eaten before during mealtimes with staff. Analysts are asking if this could affect his widely anticipated run for the White House in 2024, and it certainly puts a spotlight on table manners and just how important they are. Restaurateur Jess Murphy is on the line now, owner of Kai Restaurant in Galway, just the person to tell us about table manners and how important they are. Jess, you're very welcome to Drive Time this evening. I'm sure you encounter good table manners, bad table manners, awful table manners every day of the week. How important are they, do you think?
Absolutely. I've encountered them all. I think they are very important, but I think in like these two different settings, like whether or not you're at home or in a restaurant.
So I suppose the key question, or one of the key questions here is it ever acceptable to eat with your fingers when you're out?
Okay, absolutely not. That is gross. But, Ron, listen, use a spoon, babe. But, kudos to Ron. I mean, in all fairness, I'm sticking up for him, even though, I shouldn't. I don't know the man personally. But in his defense, research I've done, he was actually on a private jet. So I kind of think, if you're on a private jet, kind of, you do you.
Jess, hang on a second. Let me do me with Jess Murphy here. Let's say we're out for dinner and let's say, you're a lovely company, but unfortunately Sarah has to join us and a few
That's
of the team have to
unnecessary.
Join us.
Unnecessary.
It is unnecessary. I apologize.
It's good.
But so you're still coming to dinner. So you serve up a lovely dessert, right? A pudding of some sort. Now you go, Jess, that was absolutely delicious as I licked my fingers. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no, that's not cool. That's in a restaurant setting. It's not cool for the guests around you either.
What's wrong with it, though? I'm not cool. I've never been cool, to be honest.
It's also a bit gross.
What's gross about it? Isn't it a kind of showing gratitude?
Listen, dip once. Don't, if you're a double dipper, then I'm not interested. No one likes a double dipper. It's status quo. Have we learned nothing from COVID?
What about slurping?
Slurping, I suppose in a wine tasting, a lot of people aerate the wine, so they do slurp, but in general, no.
Okay, so slurping's out. Are you saying in all instances, Jess, that you can't have use your fingers? Like, what if there's a shared bowl of chips in the middle? Can you grab one or two with your fingers? No. No.
Well, I think it's if it's individually served to you, we've all gone to fancy restaurants and, you get like little snacks that you kind of can pick up with your fingers and all that kind of stuff, and been to sushi restaurants where they tell you to use your hands. But I think it's like a bit different than like just launching yourself into a bowl of popcorn,
Yeah,
It's along the same lines as the double dipping.
Okay.
Because you're doing the hand-to-mouth ratio.
Yeah, and then back in again, and nobody wants that. About dipping bread in your soup or your biscuits in your tea at the end of the meal? Like, that's all in your own little personal space.
Of course, and once again, if you're double dipping your own soup, then that's cool.
I'm not suggesting you're dipping bread in other people's soup.
I mean, you never know where we're going here.
Right, fair enough. Okay. Jet,
chocolate pudding. Yeah.
So a listener says, Jess, we went to dinner overseas with a client who ate the eyes of the fish first and then sucked the backbone of the fish. That's okay, isn't it?
That's absolutely okay. Different cultures, different things. So if you're overseas, then you have to go with the flow.
Yeah. Isn't it good manners in some cultures to burp?
It is. I don't know what culture. I can't remember that. I suppose let it out.
Jess, your delivery is 10 out of 10, I can tell you this. Sarah, it will probably be chomping at the bit to read this text, so I'll read it.
I already said it, to be honest, but someone agrees with me. Go on.
This is a text, and it just simply says, Cormac is gross.
As I said, I already said it. More generally, Jess, about table manners, elbows on the table, things like that, putting your knife and fork on the plate when you're finished with it, sort of general table manners, are they gone out of fashion?
No, not at all. But like, once again, we kind of go into like different cultures and, you know, like, so it's completely different. So if you notice, the Americans, when they cut their piece of meat up, they will use their fork as like a bit of a launch pad into the protein, and then like start like cutting the steak with the knife, and then they cut it up into little bits, and then they have a little bit of that. Like, it's really interesting. We're, you know, that's a very old European way of doing it. We know this because we Googled it, because we, of 12 years of seeing it, we were like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, they're still very much in, you know, there's certain rules in certain restaurants, you know, that, like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence in Cork says, the more you use your hands, the more your immune system comes into play. Hence, it's exercised and gets strong. Nature wins every time. We've come too robotic and clean. And, like, I know what Lawrence is talking about, but I think when you're eating with people, like, you know, sucking on your fingers is just...
Hang on. Bunratty banquets don't have knives or forks. Forks is a listener. You are expected to use your fingers. So if it's good enough for Bunratty, it's good enough for Cormaco.
Oh God, he's given himself, like, I mean, nicknames.
The golden rules are: put your knife and fork together at the end of your meal. So then anybody that is your server or anything to clear your plates, they come over and clear your plates really quickly, you know, so you're not sitting in front of your dirty cutlery and stuff like that. It's a universal sign that you're finished your meal.
Okay, well, that is a good tip at least, and do that please for all the servers out there wondering, can they clear the meal? Our last text on this, and I think we'd all agree with Peter from Leash, she says one of the worst table manners is placing a phone beside the utensils and using it to text and talk during the meal.
Oh, yeah.
An absolute no-no, definitely, Peter. Jess Murphy, thank you very much for joining us. That's Jess from Kai Restaurant in Galway City. You can text us your thoughts on table manners, 51551.